Turkish report, Jamal Khashoggi's Apple Watch recorded his alleged murder. By Breitbart Jerusalem on October 14, 2018. Istanbul, AP, Turkish officials have an audio recording of the alleged killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi from the Apple Watch he wore when he walked into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul over a week ago. A pro-government Turkish newspaper reported Saturday. The new claim published by the Sabah newspaper, through which Turkish security officials have leaked much information about the case, didn't immediately explain how officials there also reportedly have video of Khashoggi's alleged slaying. However, it put more pressure on Saudi Arabia to explain what happened to Khashoggi, who has written critically about Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, after he walked into the consulate October 2. The kingdom has maintained the allegations against it are baseless, though an official early Saturday acknowledged for the first time some believe Khashoggi was killed by the kingdom. Authorities recovered the audio from Khashoggi's iPhone and his iCloud account, the newspaper said. The journalist had given his phones to his fiancée before entering the consulate. The newspaper also alleged Saudi officials tried to delete the recordings first by incorrectly guessing Khashoggi's pin on the watch, then later using the journalist's finger. However, Apple Watches do not have a fingerprint ID unlock function like iPhones. The newspaper did not address that in its report. An Apple Watch can record audio and can sync that later with an iPhone over a Bluetooth connection. The newspaper's account did not elaborate on how the Apple Watch synced that information to both the phone and Khashoggi's iCloud account. Turkish officials have not answered queries from the Associated Press about Khashoggi's Apple Watch. Turkish officials say they believe a 15-member Saudi assassination squad killed Khashoggi at the consulate. They've also alleged that they have video of the slaying, but not explained how they have it. Turkey has yet to publish any evidence of him being slain, though surveillance footage around the consulate shows a convoy of vehicles with diplomatic license plates leaving the Saudi consulate for the consul's home in Istanbul a little under 2 hours after Khashoggi's arrival. Early on Saturday, the state-run Saudi press agency published a statement from Saudi Interior Minister Prince Abdulaziz bin Saud again denying the kingdom's involvement. This time, however, it acknowledged for the first time that Saudi Arabia was accused of killing Khashoggi. What has been circulating about orders to kill Khashoggi are lies and baseless allegations against the government of the kingdom, which is committed to its principles, rules and traditions and is in compliance with international laws and conventions, Prince Abdulaziz said. Khashoggi's disappearance has put pressure on U.S. President Donald Trump, who has enjoyed close relations with the Saudis since entering office. Trump promised to personally call Saudi Arabia's King Salman soon about the terrible situation in Turkey. "We're going to find out what happened," Trump pledged Friday when questioned by reporters in Cincinnati where he was headlining a political rally. Separately, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke to Khashoggi's fiancée, Hatice Zhangaz, who accompanied him to the Saudi consulate, the State Department said Friday. No details of the conversation were released. In an interview Friday with the Associated Press, Zhangaz said Khashoggi was not nervous when he entered the consulate to obtain paperwork required for their marriage. He said, "See you later, my darling," and went in, she told the AP. In written responses to questions by the AP, Zhangaz said Turkish authorities had not told her about any recordings and Khashoggi was officially still missing. She said investigators were examining his cell phones, which he had left with her. A delegation from Saudi Arabia arrived in Turkey on Friday as part of an investigation into the writer's disappearance. In a statement posted on Twitter, the Saudis welcomed the joint effort and said the kingdom was keen to sustain the security and safety of its citizenry, wherever they might happen to be. Global business leaders also are reassessing their ties with Saudi Arabia, stoking pressure on the Gulf Kingdom to explain what happened to Khashoggi. Khashoggi, who was considered close to the Saudi royal family, had become a critic of the current government and Prince Mohammed, the 33-year-old heir apparent who has shown little tolerance for criticism. As a contributor to The Post, Khashoggi has written extensively about Saudi Arabia, including criticism of its war in Yemen, its recent diplomatic spat with Canada and its arrest of women's rights activists after the lifting of a ban on women driving. Those policies are all seen as initiatives of the Crown Prince, who has also presided over a roundup of activists and businessmen.